So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught a machlekes Rav Meir v'Chacham in whether one party can disqualify the other party's judge or witness. Rav Meir holds in the Reisha, Zeh Paisel Dayon Shel Zeh, and in the Seifa, Zeh Paisel Edub Shel Zeh. Each party can disqualify the other's judge or witnesses without any proof. While the Chacham hold, Im Hayu Kesherin Ein Yochel Apostlan, one cannot disqualify a dayan or aid without proof. And the Gemara asked, according to Rav Meir, Kol Kemini De Paisel Dayone, how can one party disqualify the other's dayan or aid without any proof? For which the Gemara gave two explanations, and now proceeds with a third explanation. Rav Amar Rav Yechanan says the Mishnah is a case in which one party disqualified both the dayanim and aidim of the other party. And the Reish refers to be'edim besulin v'dayanim kesherin. His testimony regarding the aidim was confirmed that they are in fact pasul. Therefore, Rav Meir holds, migu de pasli aidim pasul nama dayani. Since his testimony regarding the aidim is truthful, he is also believed regarding the dayanim. And the Sefer refers to vice versa, b'dayanim besulin v'edim kesherin. His testimony regarding the dayanim was confirmed that they are in fact pasul. Therefore, Rav Meir holds, migu de pasli dayanim pasli nama aidim. Since his testimony regarding the dayanim is truthful, he is also believed regarding the aidim. And in both cases, he was not a negeya be'edis, he did not gain from his testimony, because regarding dayanim, ikka be'din achrine, the other party can choose another bezdin. And regarding edim, di ikka kat acheres, the other party has another set of edim who can testify on his behalf. While the chacham hold, we do not say migui, and therefore he is not believed regarding the one who was not confirmed to be apostle. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the ways that the Talmid HaChacham and Eretz Yisrael showed respect to each other. As the Gemara says, Talmid Chacham Shav Eretz Yisrael, Man Imim Zeh LaZeh BaHalacha. In Eretz Yisrael, the Talmid Chacham would discuss halachas together in order to verify and uphold the other's opinion. However, Talmid Chacham Shav BaBavel, Mechavim Zeh LaZeh BaHalacha. In Bavel, the Talmid Chacham would argue with each other in an attempt to disprove the other's opinion. Zakt Mishnah, Amalei Nemen Olai Abba Nemen Olai Avicha Neman Malai Shleisha Rei Bakar. If the two parties agreed to accept a bezdin with one dayan who is not suitable, such as one of their fathers who is a karev, a relative, or three shepherds who are not knowledgeable in monetary laws. Rav Meir says, Yochel Achzabai, although they previously agreed, each party can retract and demand a bezdin of suitable dayan. While the Chacham disagree and say, Ein Yochel Achzabai, since they already agreed, they cannot retract and must accept the decision of these dayan. The Mishnah continues, Hayichayv lechaveri shvua v'omalei darlich b'chayi roishecha. If one party was obligated to make an oath to the other, and the other said, I will accept a personal shvu without you holding a sefer Torah and without you mentioning the name of Hashem. Rav Meir says, Yochel Achzabai, he can still retract, and the other must make a full-fledged shvu. While the Chacham say, Ein Yochel Achzabai, he cannot retract, and the other can make the simpler shvu. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes in the Chacham's opinion whether there would be a distinction as to which party wants to be chayzer. Rav Yehuda Meshmul says, machlekes b'machlach. The machlek is only in the case where the malva agreed to absolve the leiva from payment through the decision of the dayanim psulim, or through the leiva's simple shvua, and now he wants to retract. Only here do the chacham hold ein yochel achzabai. The malva cannot retract because, as Rashi explains, the hazaka b'masha b'yodim mekibin shayotze zakai. Since the leiva has possession of his money, he gets to keep his money from when they ruled in his favor. However, be'etein lach dirakol yochel achzabai. There is no machlek as if the leiva agreed to pay the malva through the decision of the dayanim psulim or through the malva's simple shvua, and now he wants to retract. Here the chacham do agree that the leiva can retract because the hoyel v'hamam and b'yodah im b'koich l'tevei alohitzi ela b'dayanim k'sherim. Since the leiva has possession of the money, the malva cannot extract it from him without suitable dayanim. While Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, Be'etin locha machlekes, there is a machlekes if the leiva agreed to pay the malva through the decision of the Yom Sulan. And even here the chacham hold in Yochel Achzabai. The leiva cannot retract because since he already agreed, he must accept the decision of these dayanim. The Gemara inquires in Rabbi Yochanan's opinion regarding machalach. Does Rabbi Yochanan hold Be'etin locha machlekes av the machalach devri hakol in Yochel Achzabai? The machlekes is only regarding etrin lach, but there is no machlekes regarding machlach. And here even Rav Meir agrees that the malva cannot retract because the zocha b'masha b'yadim mekibin shiyatze zakai. Or Rabbi Yochanan holds bein mezu machlekes. The machlekes is regarding both etrin lach and machlach, in which Rav Meir holds yochel achzabai. Malacham hold in yochel achzabai. The Gemara attempts to bring a proof from Rava who says machlekes be'etrin lach, ava b'machlach divrei hakol in yochel achzabai. Rav apparently disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul regarding etin lach, and he must concur with Rabbi Yechanan, and this is a proof that Rabbi Yechanan holds, but machalach dibri akol en yachalach zbay. The Gemara concludes that this is not necessarily so, because perhaps Rabba Taima did nafshi kama. This was Rabba's personal opinion, but it was not Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes in Rameyu's opinion whether there is a distinction and what point one party wants to be chayzer. Shlakish says machlekes lefnei gemar din. The machlekes is only if one party wants to retract before the Diyanim issued their final decision. And only here Rameyu holds yochel achzer by one can retract because he did not yet accept their decision. However, la'achar gemar din, there are kol ein yochel achzer by. There is no machlekes if one party wants to retract after the Dayanim issued their final decision, and here Rameyer does agree that he cannot retract because, as the Yad Rama explains, kiven the shasik ad the gamar din neva the gamar amakni. Since he kept quiet until after gamar din, this indicates that he already committed to accept their decision. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says la'acha gamar din machlekes. There is machlekes if one party wants to retract after the Dayanim issued their final decision, and here Rameyer holds yochel achzer by, because even though he kept quiet until after gamar din, this does not indicate that he committed to accept their decision. And as before, the Gemara inquires in Rabbi Yochanan's opinion regarding Kaidim Gemar Din. Does Rabbi Yochanan hold La'acha Gemar Din Machlekes Avalofne Gemar Din Devei Akol Yochel Achzabai? The Machlekes is only after Gemar Din, but there's no Machlekes before Gemar Din. And here even the Chacham agree that one can retract because he did not yet accept their decision. Or Rabbi Yochanan holds Bein Bezu Machlekes. The machlekes is regarding both after and before Gemar Din, in which Rameyer holds Yochel Achzer by. The Gemara brings a proof from Rabba who ruled Kibul Lav Kar by Pasul Lafnei Gemar Din Yochel Achzer by La'achar Gemar Din Ein Yochel Achzer by. Rabba apparently disagrees with Rish Lakish regarding La'achar Gemar Din, and he must concur with Rabbi Yochanan. And this is a proof that Rabbi Yochanan holds Lafnei Gemar Din Devei Hakol Yochel Achzer by. And as Rashi explains here, we cannot say as before that Rabba Tamed Nafshi Kamar. Rabbi did not come to explain the machlekes, but rather he stated his final ruling, and he would not issue a ruling that contradicts Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara concludes with Shalchu lemi bei Rav leShmuel yilamdein Rabbeinu lefnei gemar din bekonu miyodu mai. What is halacha if both parties finalize their agreement with a kinyan, and now one wants to retract before gemar din? Shalchu lehu ein lacha kinyan klum. Once a kinyan was made, no one can retract even before Gemar Din.